The beginning of Parshas Pinchas, after Pinchas' act of Kanoyus killing Zimri, the pasuk says, "Hineni noisen lo yisbrisi shalom." Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives Pinchas his schar, a brisi shalom, and makes him a kohen. And the Medrash Rabbah here says something interesting. The Medrash says, "Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu bedinu sheital scharai." Hashem says that it's bedin, it's just that Pinchas should get his schar. And the Medrash is hard to understand. Isn't any time anyone does a mitzvah, bedin that they get schar, isn't it right and just and deserving that a person gets schar for any mitzvah that they do? And Rabbi Yaakov Naiman, the author of the Darche Musar, one of the great Rosh Hashivas in Bali Musar of the pre- and post-war era, says a beautiful pshat that a fundamental shift in how we look at being a yid, and such a chashev a chizuk and opportunity for tremendous simchas achaim. Rabbi Yaakov Naiman explains that a person looking for schar for a mitzvah is like a child that you serve a geshmak of food for them to eat, and because they're unfamiliar with it, they don't recognize it, so they put up a fight and they won't eat it until you bribe them with a candy to get them to eat it. Really, they should be begging for the opportunity to have it. Says Rabbi Yaakov Naiman that for somebody who develops a proper appreciation for a life of Torah and mitzvahs, there's no bigger simcha in the world. There's no geshmak in the world like a life of Torah and mitzvahs. That which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a schar for mitzvahs is a chesed. Pinchas, because what he did was an act of kanos, which has to be completely and totally l'shem shemayim and can't have any amount of self in it, that had to be totally for quite shemayim, so that was bedin. Everybody else, the schar mitzvah is really a chesed Hashem. We're the recipients. We're the beneficiaries of a life of Torah and mitzvahs. Pinchas acted totally for quite shemayim. He uniquely deserves his schar bedin, not just chesed. There's a beautiful pshat that Rebitzel of Alajaner, the son of Reb Chaim Alajaner, says in the Mishnah and Avos. The Mishnah says, "Have izor b'mitzvah kala b'kibachamura." You should be careful with big mitzvahs, small mitzvahs. She'ein ata yodea matan scharin shal mitzvahs. You don't know the matan scharin shal mitzvahs, the giving of the schar. Pashup shad means that you don't know how much schar you get for every mitzvah. But he asks, why does it say matan schar, giving schar? That's not taking schar. And he explains with a mashal to two friends that are traveling on business, and one of them has a relative that they're able to stay by, and they stay over at the home of this relative, and he prepares for them a lavish meal, and his friend dozes off on the couch, and he tries to wake him up for the meal, and he doesn't want to get up. And his friend says to him, "Do you have any idea how much you would pay for such a meal at a restaurant, at an inn? Wake up!" Says Rabbi Yitzchak, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Be careful with all mitzvahs. Appreciate even the smallest mitzvah, because you don't understand how much you should be willing to pay for the opportunity to have the Torah and mitzvahs that we have. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Kachi darka shel Torah." This is the way of the Torah. Pas b'melach teichal. You eat just plain bread and salt. Mayim imsura tishta. You drink a little bit of water. Alar etz tisha, and you sleep on the floor. You live a life of difficulty. And you toil in Torah. If you'll do that, Ashrecha v'tayvlach. The pasuk says, Ashrecha, you're fortunate v'tayvlach, and it's good for you. And the Mishnah continues, Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh. You're fortunate in this world v'tayvlach l'olam haba. It'll be good for you in the olam haba. And Marashiva, Rabbi Yaakov Friedman, is a Talmud of Reb Chaim Brim, who himself is a Talmud of the Chazon Ish. And Reb Chaim Brim said over that the Chazon Ish asked, "What, Mishnah says a strange lashon, imat oisekein, if you'll do it, tell me that if you live a life like this, you'll have a good olam hazeh and a good olam haba. What's imat oisekein if you'll do it?" And the Chazon Ish explained that the Mishnah can't tell you something that's impossible for you to understand. If you want to tell me that a life of sacrifice and pain will give you a good olam haba, so that I can understand. But to tell me, Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, that I'm going to have a geshmak olam hazeh, That you can't tell a person, you can't understand it. The Mishnah tells you, imat ha'isakein, if you do it, if you live this life, then you'll see. Then ashrecha bo'olam hazeh. And you have to understand, the Chazon Ish, by our standards, had a terrible, terrible life. He was deathly ill from his early childhood. His wife was mentally ill. He had no children. He lived in poverty in a one-room apartment that he shared with his brother-in-law, the stipler. He had no olam hazeh by any of our standards. But when he said over this vart, Reb Chaim Brim said that the Chazon Ish said about himself, people think that I don't have an olam hazeh. He says, I'm the luckiest person alive. And you could see the simcha on his face, that he really meant it and felt it. You could see the enormous simcha that he had from living a life of Torah and mitzvahs. And one final maisa about Reb Yonasan Eibshitz. He had enemies that were out to get him. And at one point, they decided they were going to follow him and try to find something wrong with him to get him fired from his rabbanus. And after spying on him and finding nothing, one morning they were eavesdropping on him making Birchas HaShachar and Shul. And they heard that he skipped the bracha of Shalai Asani Goy. And they thought, now we've got him. And they went to the board of the shul, they went to the committee in charge of the community, and they said, your Rav doesn't say Shalai Asani Goy, there's something off with him, there's something wrong. And they took it seriously, and they called in the Rav, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, and they said, these are the accusations, is it true? And he says, it's true, I don't say it in shul, and I'll tell you why. He says, every morning, I wake up in bed, and I start to think, and I realize that I'm a Yid. And I'm so filled with simcha and hakaras hatov at the fact that I'm a Yid, I can't even wait. And I right away say the bracha to thank Hashem, Shalo Yasani Goy. Hashem should help us recognize the enormous chus that we have, Ashrecha Ba'olam Hazeh, to have a life of meaning, a life of depth, a life of connection to the Eivishter through Torah and mitzvahs. We're so, so gebenched. We should only appreciate that, and it'll give us enormous simcha. Have a good Shabbos.